Move the waive call hearing for Jack Olson, ADC number 10888. Board members present this afternoon for Mr. Olson's hearing will be on the honors beyond the Dr. C.P. Wright, down to Michael Johnson, and my name is Dave Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Mr. Olson? Mr. Olson is 60 years old. And he was serving a natural life sentence for first degree murder and a concurrent 25 to life sentence for conspiracy to commit murder. They both started on January 26, 1994. Mr. Olson was certified for this hearing for parole. Now, this is confusing. One place it says parole, the next protective sentence, and the other is regular parole. But it would be for the second sentence, not that life sentence. Or it could be after discharge, which I think the natural life might fall there too. But he was certified for this hearing on January 26th. Let's see. He said that was his sentencing was confused. That would be his parole eligibility of 1/26/2018. This is his first time before the board. He's also expired a third sentence from his first offense. That was a 21-year sentence for burglary. He was found guilty by a jury and sentenced on October 28, 1994. And the offense was around January 1994. Mr. Olson and a group of his associates got into a fight with the victim. The victim was severely beaten and stabbed in the heart. During the investigation, it was determined that Mr. Olson had stabbed the victim in the heart. Five defendants were indicted originally. Mr. Olson was tried by himself, tried in pairs, and he was convicted by the jury. He was convicted as the person who inflicted the fatal stab wounds. Olson has criminal history, 1984, in California, theft of a credit card, DUI, in Arizona, he had two DUIs, and a failure to pay a fine, obstructing highway, failure to appear, assault, disorderly conduct, and other failure to appear. So it looks like he's failed to have many FTA on the same charge, original charge. They had possession of drugs and marijuana. He's had one prior in the last 5 years. It was on 1/16/2015 for positive or infused UA. He's actually had very little discipline. Very little programming, no family or community support, no relief plan, and with none would be needed anyway, and there's no opposition letters and no invitation from the victim side as to their desires in this. Based on all the information and the totality of the crime and the sentencing structure on the move, I'll make a motion to deny Mr. Jack Olson, ADC number 10886. I guess it would be regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge on count two, and deny home arrest, or not home arrest, but deny absolute discharge on count one. I believe that's the real code. So that would be my motion to deny.
Second. Agree.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Seconded by Mr. Knowles. Agreed by Dr. Johnson. And reasons would be research about parents, loss of life, those bombing the way of the gun service, the media defense, trauma victim, because he beat up and everything, serious bodily injury. Kind of criminal history. Lack of programming, you know, family, useful. And unless there's something else that my fellow members would like to see, this building on
Thank you very much.
I'm standing this way, my room.